Welcome, Sega fans, to a special edition of the Sega Guys podcast. In this episode, myself and James, we're going to reflect on 20 years of Radio Sega. 20 years, right? That's kind of an insane amount of time. And personally, I remember discovering Radio Sega, maybe not quite 20 years ago, but a very long time ago indeed, at least 15 years ago. And I was so excited that I shared it on my Facebook feed, you know, my public one, with family members who... they already knew that I was a Sega nut back then, and a few people were kind of excited to hear about this radio station that just played Sega tunes. And from then, right there, it was love at first sight, or love at first listen, I guess. And I got straight into requesting songs. I can't remember how the requests function worked back in the day, but I'm obviously extremely familiar with how it works today. Now, as far as Radio Sega's content is concerned, you've got some fantastic shows on there, including the Sega Guys, of course, but you've got all sorts of shows and content makers, and Radio Sega really is this fantastic collaboration and collection of just passion across the whole hobby, especially when it comes to Sega. And really, there is no audio experience quite like Sega, is there? You know, whether it's the music from Sega, whether it's podcasts, discussions, everything of that nature, Sega really does. There's no radio PlayStation, there's no radio Nintendo. Sega really is so unique in that respect. And you've got to hand it to everyone who's ever been involved with Radio Sega. You know, what a fantastic achievement to get to 20 years. So this is a special podcast. And yes, it's not quite your normal podcast because I'm speaking now. And unfortunately, James and I aren't going to get a chance to record together. But what we're going to do is we're going to alternate back and forth, talking about the songs that really brought us to this digital radio station. And in that vein, I'm going to pick a song, and then James is going to pick a song, and we'll talk about why those songs are special to us. Kind of like, if you've seen that Now That's What I Call Sega podcast that we did. We've done a couple of those now. We also did the Desert Island Discs way back in the day. I'm talking like that was our third or fourth podcast episode, but kind of like that. And in that vein, there may be a little bit of repetition in here because you may have thought, well, they've included these songs on a podcast before. But that's why this is a special podcast, right? Because we're not going to tie this into previous podcast episodes. I know we're going to talk about our favorite tunes that we like to request on Radio Sega. Now, one thing that James and I used to laugh about quite a lot, and we would WhatsApp each other and talk to each other, and we would joke that this was a Sega Guys takeover, because I would request my free songs and I'd wait for a bit, but James would request his free songs, and it would be kind of unofficial, but it would be a coordinated assault on the request line. And yeah, maybe that was a little bit naughty of us, but, and apologies for anyone else in those periods that was trying to request some tunes, but I hope that people appreciated our commitment to the request line and some quality Sega tunes that we were picking there. So with that in mind, and with 20 years of Radio Sega in mind, here are some of our favourite tunes. And for me, I'm going to start off with one of my favourite games of all time. I haven't featured this song in any similar podcast episode before, but this is from Nights Into Dreams. Nights Into Dreams for an absolutely phenomenal soundtrack. And the melody for this one, it recurs quite a lot throughout the game. In fact, you might even say that aside from Dreams Dreams, which is obviously the credits theme, this theme, or the melody to it, is kind of the main motif. It's the key theme, the identifier when you hear this game playing. You hear it so many times within this soundtrack, but in this particular track near the end of the game, in fact on the final level, it really comes into its own. And this is the moment that Clarice or Elliot, depending who you're playing as, takes a leap of faith and jumps into the abyss, only to rise up. Without knights, they were unable to free knights at this stage, but they rise up with their own courage. And this tune is Twin Seeds Growing Wings, an absolutely phenomenal song, extremely powerful and uplifting. Let's take a listen.
20 years of Radio Sega. Wow, guys, what an achievement. Unbelievable. And as Dan said previously, you guys really have been a hub of Sega community content, and the request line really has got me through some long working days, some sleepless nights, and, you know, I think what Dan said before about us having an assault on the request line, yeah, we have been a wee bit naughty with that, but I think it's only fair that because we're tying this in with the Radio Sega 20th anniversary and we're talking about the plethora, the wealth of audio content that you guys have got on there to choose from, to take us from any generation of Sega content, any generation of Sega console. If you want to listen to it, if there's a song that pops into your head, a tune, anything from a game that just pops in there, you know that Radio Sega, 9 times out of 10, are going to have that bit of music. So I'm going to get things underway with Ride the Tiger, the theme of Akira from Virtua Fighter 2, and it's the Sega Saturn Arrange version, which adds even more power, more bass to an already powerful piece of music. And the reason why I love this so much is because it represents the end of the player's journey. You've battled through all these stages, and now, even before you get to Jiral as a bonus stage, Akira remains as the most powerful opponent in the game, at the peak of his powers, and it just encapsulates everything about the character. An absolutely phenomenal piece of music. Enjoy. This is Ride the Tiger.
10年早いんだよ!
So my next pick is from yet another game with yet another phenomenal soundtrack. And yeah, every single game that we're going to be talking about in this show, in this special, is going to have a phenomenal soundtrack. However, this one I think is extra stupendous, and this is Shining Force 3. Shining Force 3 having an absolutely magical soundtrack, and one that I have referenced and requested numerous times on Radio Sega, and it's featured in several episodes. There's several tunes that have featured before. World of Mysteries and Flowing River Light of Moon are two of my favorite songs from this soundtrack that have actually featured in previous podcast episodes. But another one, and it's probably that holy trilogy, and obviously this is Shining Force 3, the third in a trilogy that is itself a trilogy of three scenarios. So here is the third song that I do absolutely adore from this game. This one is not as chilled, laid back or melodic as either of those two songs. In fact, this one's really going to get your pulses racing, because it airs up several times during the course of the gameplay of the first scenario, and it's when something epic generally is happening. And this tune is Flying Dragon on the Battlefield, an absolutely phenomenal song, really gets the pulses racing, an absolute belter that if you've got your sword and shield handy, you're ready to go into battle. So let's listen to that one right now.
Next up for me, it is Flight in the Dark from Scud Race, the beginner night stage on Twilight Airport. Another one that I request pretty much every time that I open up Radio Sega and go into that request section. Again, Scud Race was one of those games that when in 1996, when you seen this on the arcade, the Model 3 board, this game was from the future. And I just love Eurobeat. It's that kind of style of music that's always stuck with me since I got into Initial D back in the day. And Flight in the Dark is very much, it's Eurobeat meets Sega. You know, can't make out a word of what the lyrics are, but who cares? The beat in this is absolutely phenomenal. It just works so well with that stage. You know, the lighting, the setting of the stage, the cars, the lay of the lights are reflecting off the surfaces. the breakneck speed of the game. It's just, I love Scud Race. I would love to see Sega somehow tweak the name, tweak the licenses, and put that game into maybe a future Yakuza game in an arcade, because we finally got Daytona USA 2, so hopefully we one day might get Scud Race. But until then, you can request all the music from the game on Radio Sega. This is the phenomenal Flight in the Dark.
The next choice from the Mega Driver side is one of my favourite tunes of all time, and it is of course from none other than Yuzo Koshiro, and it comes of course from Streets of Rage, which I think is one of the finest, most brilliant soundtracks of all time. And I'm not just talking about on the Mega Driver, I'm talking about on any era, and that is why the Mega Drive soundtrack to that original trilogy of games is so revered. But as I've said elsewhere before, or maybe it might be in an upcoming Sega Guys video actually, I feel like the original game probably just edges it in terms of a soundtrack that is just so perfect, and for me it doesn't get any better than this tune, and we have featured it before. It is a song that, like the others, I'm going to request, and I did request an awful lot on Radio Sega over the years, and I'm quite sure that a lot of other people did enjoy this one as well, and it's probably high up in a lot of people's favorite tune lists. This is of course Moon Beach, that Yuzo Koshiro soundtrack, those pumping 808s and rhythm makers. This was produced as if it was made in kind of a recording studio with the equipment that Yuzo Koshiro was kind of imitating on the Mega Drive. That was the sound he was going for. And I've said it many times before, it really does have that kind of Miami Sound Machine tune to it. You know, it's a lot more upbeat. It's not quite as hip hoppy, but it's got that kind of that rhythm, that disco feel to it. It's absolutely phenomenal. So here we go with Moon Beach from the original Streets of Rage. We'll be right back.
Okay, so I've requested this one so many times over the years that I think people might be getting fed up of it. But you know what? I don't care, because it's a phenomenal piece of Sega music. It is, of course, Conditioned Reflex, the Sega Saturn arranged version from Sega Rally Championship. It's just the best track in the game in terms of music, and it just sets the tone perfectly. The minute the announcer counts you down, 3, 2, 1, go, the drum beats kick in, the guitar riffs kick in. And if you play the game on 3 laps instead of 1, you get to enjoy the majority of the track, because playing it for just, you know, if you're a good player at Sega Rally, you're going to finish, you know, Desert Stage in probably, what, 53, low 54s. You're not going to get to hear the majority of the track at all. So play it on 3 laps and just enjoy the music, because it reaches a crescendo round about maybe, if you're about 2.5 laps through, it just gets absolutely amazing. Your head will be bobbing away, the feet will be tapping. You might even struggle to stay on the road, who knows? But yeah, Conditioned Reflex, the best music track in the game for me, closely followed by Ignition from Lakeside Stage, but nothing will come close to Conditioned Reflex for me. And here it is. Enjoy.
So as you've probably guessed from mine and James's choices, we're not going for the obscure or the unique. We're going for the big guns here. We're going for the heavy hitters. We're going for the greatest Sega soundtracks of all time. Without question, inarguable, these are the creme de la creme of Sega soundtracks. And when you're talking about the absolute best of Sega soundtracks, do they actually get any better than the game I'm going to be talking about right now? The series is renowned for its music, like many of these are, but it really comes into the fore with this one. In fact, this may be the grandfather of great Sega soundtracks. What else could it be but the OutRun series? The series where one of the first things it tasked you to do was choose your backing song for your drive, and what a selection of tunes it had. And over the years, the OutRun soundtracks have really come into their own with every single entry. You know, whether it's OutRunners, whether it's OutRun 3D, which I have to say, once again, the OutRun 3D tracks are absolutely phenomenal, especially the FM versions. But that's not what we're here for today. We're here for the final evolution of that sound. And of course, we're talking about the last game to be made in the series. Not a remake, not a port like we have seen in recent years, or not that recent. I think the last port of OutRun was like 8 years ago on the Switch now. But no, we're talking about the last true sequel to OutRun. Of course, that would be OutRun 2. And OutRun 2 had an absolutely phenomenal soundtrack. It had a few extra tunes, you know, Life Was a Bore is actually a really good song, but really it comes down to that core trio of original tunes and their fantastic renditions and upgrades to make them sound modern. My favorite OutRun tune of all time is, of course, Magical Sound Shower. So when we're talking about Magical Sound Shower, we are of course going to go for the OutRun 2 version. An absolutely phenomenal arrangement, and in my opinion, the best tune in the game. But hey, Splash Wave and Passing Breeze are obviously classics in their own right. And hey, if they're your favorite songs, then more power to you, because they are absolutely phenomenal. It's an extremely close run race between those three tracks, right? But for me, it really is all about Magical Sound Shower. From the very first time I played OutRun on my Commodore 64 all the way to the present day, I may flick between the other tunes, but Magical Sound Shower is where I will go first every single time. So without further ado, here is Magical Sound Shower from OutRun 2.
This is a really personal choice because this is a track from Panzer Dragoon Saga. And I think it's the piece of music, the one piece of music from the game that encapsulates almost the end of the Sega Saturn's Western journey. It's a haunting melody of a song, you know, beautiful vocals on there. And it really does, for me, represent several emotions when you listen to it. It's got, you know, hope, it's got despair, it's got regret, you know, it's got maybe, you know, that look ahead to the future and reflecting on what could have been. It really is a phenomenal piece of music. I mean, the whole Panzer Dragoon soundtrack is absolutely beautiful, but for me, nothing comes close to Sona Mi Areru Ex San Situ. It is an absolutely beautiful piece of music. Again, I think it just sums up the end of the Saturn's life in the West. Looking back at the regrets, looking forward to the future under Dreamcast, which we know how that obviously went, but at the time we weren't to know. It was a bittersweet farewell to Sega Saturn, and, you know, with one of the best games on the system that was released, one of the best RPGs ever made, in my opinion. This is the phenomenal Sona Mi Areru Ex San Situ from Panzer Dragoon Saga.
Yeah.
My last pick comes from a series which I think has a really underrated soundtrack. And it's, again, I think this is one of the best soundtracks to any game ever made. And this is the soundtrack to Cyber Troopers Virtual On. A phenomenal soundtrack. And I could pick any one of the character themes from that game because they're all absolutely phenomenal. They're magical. They're kind of a combination of epic but also mechanical. You really get that anime Cyber Trooper vibe from it. But I think when you're talking about Virtual On, they don't come any more iconic than Into Blue Sky. Get Ready, the very first song that you encounter in this game. It's just so superb. So I don't think I can really talk and do it justice. It's better off that you just listen to it because it is simply astounding. Here you go.
Get Ready.
So my final choice isn't actually a piece of Sega music, but it is in a very well-known Sega game and a Sega arcade game, which was ported to the Sega Saturn. This is from Sega Touring Car Championship. It is the phenomenal So High by Channel X. Now, why have I picked this tune then? Because I remember going into Booth's Arcade in Glasgow during one of the visits with my uncle, and you know, Sega Touring Car was new, and at the time, I can still see where it was in the top right-hand corner. You went down the escalators, turned to your right, along to the far right-hand corner. And it wasn't the attract mode that got my attention. It was the music. You know, the cabinet had these giant bassy speakers built into the headrest. And all I could hear was so high. Now, I didn't know it was by Channel X at the time, obviously, as the years have passed. And you listen to these songs and you find out who actually produced them and who made them. Then, yeah, it wasn't Sega that done it. But it's a phenomenal piece of music. It's upbeat, it's fast, it's a bit kind of, it's techno basically, it's like Eurobeat meets techno, and it really does seem out of place for Touring Car, but in a way that's what makes it work even better. It's an absolutely amazing piece of music. I've actually got a recording of the vinyl version, which has got the tempo turned up a little bit, and believe it or not, even though you're going to hear the version it's from, you know, the CD single release and the Sega Saturn version of Sega Touring Car and the arcade version, of course, the vinyl version with the pitch taken up, it just takes it up another level. That little tweak, it makes it even faster. Oh, what a phenomenal piece of music. But enjoy the Sega Saturn and arcade version. This is Channel X's So High from Sega Touring Car Championship.
So there we go then, that brings us to the end. 5 songs from me and 5 from James. 10 of the Sega guys' most favourite, most requested songs on Radio Sega. And wow, 20 years. Once again, thank you so much to the guys at Radio Sega for letting us share in the celebrations with you. And thanks for being the audio home to the Sega guys for the last 5 years. I think it's at least 5 years that we've been on Radio Sega. The guys at Radio Sega, they host the Sega Guys podcast, and you can catch the audio premiere every 2 weeks. The next Sega Guys podcast is due to debut a week from Monday when this goes out. So a week from tomorrow if you're listening to this live, and then every 2 weeks. 2 weeks after that. So stay tuned for all you Radio Sega listeners. You can catch the Sega Guys every 2 weeks and all these other remarkable shows, a hub, a hive of user-created content on Radio Sega. It's all absolutely fantastic stuff. With all that said then, what else is there to do? Well, of course, let's just have one more song. And James and I kind of discussed it. Of course, we have to have a song to play us out. And that song, it has to be epic. It has to be of the moment, doesn't it? And 20 years of Radio Sega, hey, it's also 35 years of Sonic the Hedgehog. And at the time of recording, we've just seen the trailer for the new Sonic the Hedgehog 4 movie that's due out very soon. So when we think back to epic Sonic the Hedgehog moments and epic Sonic the Hedgehog songs, we think back to the Sonic the Hedgehog 3 movie with Shadow. We think back to the influence of that film in Sonic Adventure 2. And it doesn't get much more epic than Crush 40's theme for that game and kind of that movie as well, Live and Learn. So to play us out, here is Live and Learn from Sonic Adventure 2. Enjoy. Happy 20th anniversary, Radio Sega. And we will see you all on the Sega side.